Turning to sports on KNKX, it's a deal that represents moving forward for women in sports and society. That's what Seattle Storm veteran Sue Bird says about the tentative labor agreement reached this week between the WNBA and its players' union. Bird is a member of the Players Association Executive Committee. The 8-year contract still needs approval from the league's Board of Governors, but KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says it's a huge improvement. Art, let's start with talking about what previous collective bargaining agreements were like.
They just didn't have not only enough money, but a lot of other basic amenities that pro sports contracts should have with their unions. And what the WNBA ownership wanted to achieve with this deal, this was a really big priority, is to avoid what happened to the star center of the Storm last year, Breanna Stewart. She wanted to take advantage of the much greater money available in Europe, and she was playing in the EuroLeague championship game when she ruptured her Achilles, and that cost her the entire 2019 season. And she was the latest in a long line of players who either got injured or were greatly fatigued by playing for a second team in the same calendar year as the WNBA team. They've increased the salaries to the point where most of the veteran players can say, I can make a go of it here in the U.S. compared to the previous contract, which really meant they were going to go overseas if they wanted to make all the money they could in their relatively short professional athletic careers.
What does the deal look like?
The major element is that the salary cap is increased from $1 million per team per year to $1.3 million, which doesn't sound like a lot, and really, relative to sports, it isn't a lot, but it's a big chunk at once. And the average NBA salary is $7.7 million per player. The median is $3.5 million. And so even the last player on the NBA bench is making more than the entire roster of a WNBA team. But that's just a reflection of the market and the fact that the WNBA is only a little more than 20 years old. And all the leagues, MLB, NFL, or whatever, in their first years would have growing pains that really caused the salaries to be very low. But it is obviously a better deal than what they've had. And it includes a lot of non-cash benefits that I think are minimum to professional sports, like earlier free agency, premium airplane seating, individual hotel rooms. And they've adopted a very progressive policy about family planning and maternity. All of these things should have been in there a long time ago, but it is an improvement. It is basic civility for premier professional athletes.
Another one of the non-cash incentives of this proposed contract is the creation of a domestic violence policy for the WNBA.
Right. I think that was also overdue, and I think it sets up the WNBA for a more prosperous future because they've put in place money and incentives to keep these players here in the country and satisfied so they don't put their careers in jeopardy by doing what Breanna Stewart did last year. And in many ways, it's an enlightened approach, and Storm veteran Sue Bird and her colleagues on the negotiating committee certainly deserve a lot of credit for moving the ball forward for the health and welfare of WNBA players.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.